Goulash, dumplings, pork and cabbage. At first sight, the Czech diet doesn't seem like one of Europe's most balanced, but up until recently, Czechs haven't had serious problems with their weight. But now, Czech doctors are warning of a serious problem. The number of overweight and obese children is growing. The main problem, they point out, is that obesity is not just a cosmetic issue, as it can do a real damage to children's health.
Greatest risk is that obese children usually became obese adult, and with obesity there is associated increased risk of cardiovascular diseases or diabetes type 2 and many other diseases of adulthood, of course.
Jana Kitnarová, who works as a GP in Prague's Faculty Hospital at Vinohrady, confirms that in recent years she has been encountering a growing number of children with weight problems among her patients. When compared to the US or parts of Western Europe, such as Great Britain, the Czech Republic is still doing quite well. But Mrs. Kitnarová says this could easily change if we don't apply effective measures to curb the problem.
We are in the one-third from the lowest border of prevalence of obesity in Europe, so that is not bad, but we cannot be so happy with these numbers and statistics, because even in Czech Republic the prevalence increases. There are about 6% of obese children, and further 8 or 9% are overweight. The prevalence of obesity, unfortunately, increased in last 10 years, and it increased for about 3%.
Eva Malková has been involved in fighting children's obesity for years. She is one of the founders of Czech Weight Watchers organization called STOB, or Stop Obesity. And she has also come up with the idea of setting up special courses for overweight children and their parents. We meet in the evening after one of her classes to discuss her project over a cup of coffee.
I think that small children to 13, 14 years cannot change themselves if they have no support from the family. So it's also a big problem that the obese parents are not motivated. The courses consist of 1 hour of exercise. We want parents exercise with children, and 2 hours of therapy. And I think that for parents it's a very good experience that they can see child how it behaves with another children. So at the beginning they are not happy that they must come, but then they are happy because the aim is not only to lose weight but change the family function. It's also family therapy.
Small children who are still growing can't go on the same diet as their parents. Moreover, they often lack the motivation to lose weight. The courses therefore need to be structured in a different way, focusing mainly on changing their eating habits and lifestyle.
For each lesson, they have some tasks. For example, at the first session, they speak about motivation, about realistic goals. Then they write in a simple way what they eat. And at the first week, we want them not to change habits, but eat as they are used. And the next session, we discussed about it. And each week, we improve only one point of eating. For example, 1 week, we are concentrated on increasing of vegetables. And we speak about how to do it.
Most experts agree that the main cause behind the growing number of overweight children is the imbalance of energy intake and energy output. Simply speaking, children eat too much and don't move enough.
Children spend much more time by sedentary activity than before, because before they came from school and go outside, and it's one of the most important reasons of obesity. And when they are sitting and watching TV, it provokes them, the advertisement, to eat much more. And the advertisement is mostly for unhealthy food. So that is why we speak about toxic environment.
I have decided to visit my former primary school at Prague's district of Pankrác to see the children we are talking about with my own eyes. When I enter the old school gym, everything looks pretty much just like 20 years ago. Most of the children that I see climbing the poles and running around look perfectly healthy. When their lesson ends, I catch up with them in the classroom and I ask their teacher whether she spotted any differences during her long teaching career.
Já si myslím, že v současné době, když porovnám situaci, která byla cirka před 20 lety.
When I compare this situation to 20 years ago when I started teaching, it's much worse. It's because of a change in our lifestyle and diet. Children don't eat healthy foods because they're attracted by sweets and hamburgers and all kinds of snacks from the school shop. The other thing is the lack of movement. From my point of view, the number of overweight children is growing, especially among the younger ones.
And what does she think are the main reasons behind the increasing numbers of overweight children?
No, tak je to určitě tím, že ty maminky jsou zaměstnanější, takže...
Nowadays, mothers work more and come home later. It's easy for them to give their children money to buy something at school. But of course, when they can choose between a biscuit or bread, they choose the biscuit. That's how they get into bad eating habits. The other thing is that they spend a lot of time alone at home in front of a computer eating chips or sweets.
When I ask the children about their favourite dishes from the school canteen, it's true that traditional Czech meals with dumplings and gravy still remain on the top of their list. On the other hand, at the age of 11, they already seem to distinguish between what is and what isn't healthy.
I like pasta and I don't like meat. I like salad or vegetables. I don't like sausage.
I like svíčková, of course. Yeah, smažený řízek is good too. And the school canteen is better than last year. Some people bought it here, the canteen, and they made it better. They started putting better stuff, like hamburgers, sometimes even burritos. Just better stuff. I need to eat healthy food for my sports. It would be bad for eating only fat, yeah.
It's good food in this school.
And which food do you prefer?
I like all food.
So you don't have any favorite foods and less favorite foods?
It's Czech knedlové prosello.
From what I saw with my own eyes, it didn't look as bad as I had expected. But the data speaks a different language. If we don't manage to set our children in motion, Czechs may be top of a rather unenviable list, becoming the fattest nation in Europe.